With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Texas tornadoes caused damage west of Fort Worth, Texas. A tornado was confirmed near the town of Toller, where several homes were damaged. Trees were knocked down, blocking roads. Two people are believed dead after severe storms caused flash flooding near Oklahoma City. Police say two vehicles were swept away. One wound up on top of the other. The two people in the top vehicle were able to get out. Three people were in the bottom vehicle. Only one was able to escape. The Supreme Court will hear arguments this spring on President Trump's plan to end automatic birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
On his first day in office, the president signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of people who are in the U.S. illegally. That order was halted nationwide by three district courts. During arguments on May 15th, the Supreme Court will consider whether those lower court judges exceeded their authority. In the meantime, the president's executive order remains blocked. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration calls U.S. manufacturing an economic and national security priority and says tariffs will force companies to have more products made in the U.S. to avoid steep price increases. The White House says that will lead to better paying American jobs for people making cars, appliances, and other goods. Economist Stephen Moore tells Salem Radio Network that the economy is changing due to breakthroughs in technology.
In 10, 15 years, there aren't going to be a lot of this is just a fact. There will not be a lot of factory jobs. The old, you know, people working on the assembly lines and stuff, that's, those jobs are going away because of robotics. I mean, robotics is here. So, you know, parents, you don't want to raise your kids to be working in the factories because, well, guess what? Those will be done by machine.
Stephen Moore spoke with Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Most pastors are pretty sure their church will be around for a while, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 94% of Protestant clergymen say, quote, I expect my church will still exist in 10 years. Only 4% say they do not believe that the congregation they currently lead will still be there a decade hence. The survey also finds that the least confident pastors are those who lead smaller churches, many of which have fewer financial resources and are closer to the edge economically. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is making good on his promise to end the war on Christianity being waged by leftists in the government. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order on eradicating anti-Christian bias. The order aims to protect the religious freedoms of Americans and end the anti-Christian weaponization of government by identifying anti-Christian conduct and recommending policy changes. This month, Secretary of State instructed employees in the State Department to report any incidents of bias. This is SRN News. Economist Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says the group's annual Rich States, Poor States report, released every April 15th, shows the lowest ranking states generally have the highest taxes and most regulations.
Where you have the top 10 states that have a very free market outlook, low taxes across the board, incentivizing entrepreneurship and small business. And it's just a much different environment of getting government out of the way of businesses and individuals versus having government be empowered to make all the decisions.
Williams spoke with Salem Radio Network. Police are looking into two swatting incidents made against addresses linked to the Frisco teenager who was fatally stabbed in the heart at a track meet in early April. False 911 calls were made reporting gunshots at the homes of Austin Metcalf's family members over the past several weeks. Police have charged 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony with the murder. More details at srnnews.com.